are listening to Cannabis Health Radio. Here are your hosts, Ian Jessup and Corey Yelland.
Welcome to another edition of Cannabis Health Radio. I'm Ian Jessup.
And I'm Corey Yelland.
Before we get to our guest today, Corey and I would like to personally acknowledge and give thanks to the handful of people who have generously donated to help keep Cannabis Health Radio afloat. We are indebted to them. We thank all of you for listening and helping us continue to bring these remarkable stories of people using cannabis as a medicine to clear themselves of some very serious ailments. And just a quick reminder, if you want to help us out so we can continue doing this, because we can't do it without your financial assistance, please go to our website, cannabishealthradio.com, and make a donation, either a one-time donation or a monthly donation. And thank you for doing that. Our guest today had breast cancer and opted for a double mastectomy. After the operation, doctors said there was more cancer and she needed further surgery. She said no and adopted an holistic approach to clearing her cancer, including the use of cannabis oil. And joining us from Vancouver, British Columbia, is Shannon Sayers.
Hi, I'm actually very excited to share my story.
Take us back to the summer of 2010 and tell us your story.
I actually woke up July 1st, 2010, and I found a lump on my right breast. And I kind of felt around and I said to my husband, oh no, what is this? And because I have a history of breast cancer with my grandma and also my mother and my mom's two cousins as well. One had breast cancer, the other one had melanoma, and both of them have passed away now. But anyways, I ended up calling my mom that day and I said, Mom, oh my gosh, you know, I've got a lump. And she's just like, well, don't, you know, worry right now and don't go there and we'll, you know, we'll go figure all these things out. So, you know, it was probably a good, I would say, week before I kind of knew like what it was. So for a whole week, I was like, no, it's not. Yes, it is. You know, like I didn't know really. So anyways, when I got all the tests confirmed, they still didn't know it was cancer, believe it or not. I didn't do a biopsy. He didn't actually ask me, but I kind of don't believe in biopsies as well. But he ended up said, come back in about 3 months and we'll just remove it. And I said, oh, gosh, okay, well, then it's not like a biopsy. So I'm going to just get this whole thing out, I thought, right? So, okay, I'll do it. So I went 3 months later and I found another one. Just underneath, actually, it felt like octopus tentacles. And I just said, oh, my God, there's something right underneath. And he goes, oh, yeah, you're right. I can feel it. So that day he actually removed two tumors. And then I went about 5 days later, I got a call from the office and they asked me to come in. And so I walked in and I said, oh, wow. I said, did you ever do a nice job, by the way? Because I was concerned that, you know, my breasts were going to be disfigured or, you know, I had no idea. He kind of just like looked at me funny and gave me this look like with his eyes filled up with water because he had told me 3 months, no, it's not cancer, probably just a fibroid and, you know, go on a holiday and we'll see you in 3 months. So when I heard, I looked at his face and when he said to me, you have cancer, Shannon, I sat down because I was standing and I just sat down and I was like, my husband was there. And just that word, you know, alone is something, as you know, Corey.
Yes.
It is like, it kind of can live with you still if you allow it, you know, up to 6.5 years later. Now I am. I try every day to deprogram that word out of my brain. And thank God I have such a huge support system. And my mother, who told me, don't give it power. People I hear all over always saying the MY word, and I won't claim it. So mm-hmm. I always said the cancer or I had. And that's just what I kind of teach people as well in a support group that I have for 6.5 years. But then back up to that point, I kind of had about, I think it was 9 days or something. He said, we got to get you in. And it's growing very aggressively. And I was just terrified. like absolutely terrified. I just said, I remember laying on the end of my bed and I just was crying and crying and crying. And I thought, what do I do? Like, you feel so helpless. It's like, do you listen to them or do I take it into my own hands and just figure out, you know, how to do it? But my two boys came in and they held me and they asked me to do this for them. And I did. So I woke up at 4 o'clock in the morning and I actually took an Ativan, and I'm not a pharmaceutical girl, but I thought in order to get me there, I need two Ativans. So I took two, and that's kind of where my journey began. When I came home from the double mastectomy, I knew that there was a third tumor they found. I had been told by my surgeon, and there was also, it had metastasized as well into my lymphatics. They took a few out and it was in there. There was about two or three, cancer that was in them. And then they wanted to go back and get more out. So I just said, no way. 'Cause my mom had told me this is your, you know, filtration system. And this is where cancer goes. It's a full body disease. So of course it's going to be there, you know, it's going to be in your lymphatics. So she just said, what you need to do now, dear, is clean up the body. You have to change the terrain, of your body. Thinking back to, she's coming on 20 years in August, stage four, given 6 months to live. I looked at that and I thought, look at you. You're still here. I got to do this, you know, I don't want to go down the other way because I know with my mom, you know, who has helped so many thousands of people like you, Corey, as well. I know a lot of them went conventional. And actually, to this day, I don't know one of them that's alive today. And I don't want to knock conventional, but it's something that I just feel 101% in my heart that it's just something that I didn't want to do. And the more I researched and read China study that they talked about dairy products and cheese and casein and whey protein and how it all feeds cancer cells. And that was what I used to do. I would make these big, great whey protein shakes because I loved working out and I thought I was eating really well. Obviously, I wasn't. And the more and more I just researched and researched, and that's what it is my mom told me I had to become the CEO of my own body. And that's hard to do. You know, it is, because you have all these people coming at you going, are you crazy? Are you suicidal? Like, what are you talking about? I'd say, no, I'm going to actually, you know, alkaline my body. I'm going to detox my lymphatics and my liver. And I'm here, you know, I'm just kind of giving you a little bit of a short story.
Yeah, no. What did your mother say when you decided to have surgery?
Well, the thing is she did it as well. And my grandma did it. So I kind of fell back on that. In a way, I don't, to this day, Ian, I don't know if I can't really say I should have or shouldn't have. Mm-hmm. I just know that at that time, I think I did the best thing I could, but I do have a lot of women on my group that are actually healing cancer, their tumors in their breasts, 6, 7 years now, 8 years. I'm meeting all these people that, did not do the surgery. They did everything else I've done, but they didn't do the surgery. So all I know is sometimes in this holistic world, they do say sometimes doing surgery does take the load off the body. It does help a little bit. But as we all know, that when we cut off a piece of a tumor or something out of, you know, our colons or our breasts and everything, it is like a tree branch. It will grow back. So I needed to do something to get to the root. What I did is about almost 4 years ago, I started researching cannabis. Something was on the internet. Yeah, it was on Facebook. And I thought, cannabis? Like, I would kick my children out of the house back in the days if I ever knew they were smoking it or something, right? So this lady now who I am is like this hippie chick who's just all for it almost 4 years later. And I'm just, I love, you know, how I sleep at night. I know what it's doing in my body. A great video to watch for any new people out there with cannabis is from Dr. Christina Sanchez.
Sanchez, yeah.
Yes, yeah. So that's kind of where I would probably start first, is just kind of listen to her, because I think she's, what, over 15 years or something now with, molecular biologist.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's something where I would probably go to if I was new, you know, researching that. But I'm doing it for prevention. That's something that I feel I need. I think I do have a little bit of post-traumatic stress disorder. you know, I did some reconstruction as well in those first couple years. And, oh, my gosh, if I could go back, I probably would never have done any of that, because it set me back as well, my health. And, you know, you got to get rid of all the anesthetic and you got to clean up the body again with the antibiotics. And, oh, it's just quite a system of what I had to do to get these breasts. But I wish I didn't.
Shannon, once you had your surgery and the doctor said there was still cancer there and they wanted to go in, you were firm in your resolve that they wouldn't cut you up anymore. Do I have that right?
Oh, yeah, 100%. I just said, no way. I didn't want any more radiation tests that they pump you full of at the beginning. I mean, that's just their protocol. They have to. And they get very good money for each scan they use, the CTs and all that. But if I did have to do that over again, I would probably just stick with an MRI because of the there's minimal radiation or none, I think, that I was told. Yeah, no, all that stuff, I just said, no way, I'm done. I put my hands up, actually, and I just went, no, I'm going to go and just put my faith in something bigger than me, and I'm going to give it up my all. And that's what I did. I did what my mom did, which is called the Gerson therapy.
Tell listeners about that, because I've heard for years about the Gerson therapy, and man, is it strict.
Oh my gosh, I think I'm still sane. But, you know, I have to say I'm glad I did it, but there were times where my mom would come and visit me, and the schedule was very intense. I did end up hiring a lady to help me, but she would look at me and she would just hug me and say, Shannon, this is not forever. And, you know, those words did wonders for me. I got through 5 organic coffee enemas a day, 13 organic juices, and I had to also learn, I overcame my fear of needles. I had to do B12 shots with crude liver into my hip or my butt cheek. And yeah, it was pretty scary. I'll never forget the first time I put the syringe into my upper hip there. My hands were shaking so bad that I missed and I hit the bone of my hip bone. I just remember going, like crying and going, oh my God, I have to do this again. Like, and so I practiced on an orange, and then I became a pro after a while.
How often would you take the vitamin B12?
Every second day for a year.
Every second day for a year.
Yeah. And I had to also, the thing is with the Gerson protocol, you have to follow it. Like right from when the time you get up at 6 in the morning till you go to bed at 11 is usually your last coffee enema. And I didn't miss one thing. Like, I seriously gave it 101%. I'm pretty proud of myself for actually falling through with something like that.
Why the vitamin B12?
Well, the vitamin B12 is really good for, like your red blood cells. Mm-hmm. It's actually good for fighting, you know, cancer. A lot of people are low, in B12 and vitamin D as well. Those are, tests that I would definitely recommend getting done to see where your vitamin D levels are, because when I was diagnosed, my B12 and my vitamin D levels were very low.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. And it's quite a link to that. And I'm getting off a topic here, but I want to say another thing that I'm just really researching right now is the minerals and the trace minerals that are in our soil. We are so full of disease right now. Like, I'm blown away. Every person I talk to, someone's dying or someone's got just diagnosed with something, or a 4-year-old's got kidney cancer or brain cancer. And I'm just thinking, what is going on, rather than, you know, chemical trails in the sky or our water system and, you know, sprays all over our produce and stuff like that. But I'm thinking it definitely is a deficiency in minerals, trace minerals in our soil. So I do love a company called True Hope. I don't make any money off of them. I send a lot of people to them, and they also have a number, 1-800 number, with doctors always there. But one thing I'm noticing is it's your mental health. It helps improve anxiety. It helps depression. So I've been taking 4 a day, but now I'm down to about 2. I take 2 in the morning, and that's about it. But those have helped tremendously, True Hope.
And how do you feel?
Oh, my gosh. I feel so great. I've never been as thin as, you know, I've always had a struggle with a weight problem. But eating a lifestyle after the Gerson therapy has taught me a lot. I still do a lot of modified stuff after almost 7 years. July 1st will be 7 years. And I'm going to continue educating people too, you know, with what I'm doing. I'm not big into the ketogenics because, you know, that was great for brain cancers and stuff. But I personally wouldn't do that if I had breast cancer again or something like that. I would still keep doing what I'm doing, but I'm not going to get cancer again. So,
Shannon, I would say that after 5 organic coffee enemas a day, anyone would be thin.
Good for you, sweetie. I tell you, good for you.
Oh, I know. And you have to hold them too. You know, I held, 15 minutes sometimes, but you know, the most you go to about 12 minutes is usually where I'm like, oh, come on, you can keep doing it. You know, 12 minutes is fine, but 15 is the best because it circulates every 4 minutes through your bloodstream and the liver. It's quite interesting how that the whole system works. Max Gerson, I think 90 years ago, is the one that he was a German scientist who doctor that found, you know, that organic coffee enemas were actually helping people in the war when they were getting hurt and injured. It would actually relieve the pain. So he started, you know, this whole thing with juicing and that came next and stuff. So he's a brilliant man. And his, is it his granddaughter or daughter? Daughter.
His daughter.
Charlotte Gerson. Yep. Charlotte Gerson. Actually, my mom met her almost 20 years ago when she flew down to the clinic there for 6 weeks and stayed with them. But Charlotte Gerson is still alive. I think she's 92. Great big crystal blue eyes. She's still with it. She has no Alzheimer's, no dementia, no Parkinson. You know, she still does all her juicing and stuff. And she's a very good role model. But there is the Gerson Therapy Support Group on Facebook that I tell people to go on and learn. Chemo patients, they can do a modified Gerson protocol. But if they go into doing what I did and my mom, it actually could kill them because it's so, the toxins that are released out of the liver into the body can actually just, you know, it could kill someone. So that's why they always recommend anybody with chemo and they want to start the Gerson. They have to be properly monitored and they can't do, I think it's only 2 coffee enemas or the maximum is 3.
Shannon, tell us about how you discovered cannabis oil and your taking of the cannabis oil.
About almost 4 years ago, when I was on the internet, Facebook, something came across and it said something about cancer and THC, and it wasn't the Dr. Christina Sanchez. I forget what it was, but it was, I just remember my eyes, like it was like my intention just went to it and was like, you need to look at this. And when I saw it for post-traumatic stress disorder as well, I went, oh my gosh, that's me. Because I really think I do have it. Like, I can't say I don't, but I think I do have it because I think of all the surgeries. I had to do 5 surgeries to get these breasts. And I started with my lumpectomy as well. So that's number one. So yeah, altogether there was 5 surgeries. And I think, you know, just going through what I had to go through mentally and stuff and physically, this has just been a savior for me, the cannabis. I knew that I just thought if I put it out there, I know I'll be able to like something. And that's the way I work with life. I put things out there and things come back to me. And I love that. So sure enough, it was like 4 or 5 days later, a friend called me up and said, I know you were talking about cannabis the other day with me. She goes, do you remember so-and-so? And I said, yeah. And she goes, well, there you go. Here's your connection. And I went, okay. So I called him. And actually, I didn't see him. I think 30 years ago was the last time I saw him. And so it was really neat to connect with him again. And so we met. It'll be July 16th. I won't forget the day. He met me where we were up in the Okanagan, and he brought this bottle, a dark bottle, and I have no idea what to do. Like, I've never done cannabis. I think when I was 16, I smoked a joint and tripped out or something, but that was it. I really was never a big cannabis girl. So he said to me, just take this little dot and that's all you need. And I said, yeah, right. Like, it's just the tiniest thing. I can't even see it. And he said, no, you'll just trust me. And so I took it, and he actually stayed around and, you know, we talked and stuff like that for a while. And then about 2 hours later, I looked at him and I went, I'm stoned. and he's like, well, of course you are. And I'm like, thank God. I was just ready to go and ask you for a little bit more.
Oh, no.
I know. Dose slow or don't. What is it? Dose slow and go slow.
Yes.
Yeah. So, and then, I mean, every day I'm always, you know, researching something about cannabis or hearing some story of somebody's or that it saved their life, or it's fascinating, as Corey, you know as well.
Yes.
With what you do. I'm really blessed that all this stuff is happening in my life and how I can share with other people too. And, you know, there's suppositories that are, you know, people, some of them don't agree with. But, you know, when I look more into Dr. Christina Sanchez, she actually does like suppositories. So I don't know. I'm on the fence still with that.
Mm. You know, Shannon, I'm pretty sure, you know, I went to Prague to CannaFest there and had the pleasure of meeting with some of the, you know, top people as far as knowledge is concerned.
Right.
With cannabis and cannabis oil. And one of the conversations that came up was suppositories, and every one of these sort of key players was very, very supportive of doing suppositories. And certainly I know,
okay,
I can think of probably just off the top of my head a dozen of my people that have only used suppositories and been very successful in combating cancer.
Okay, wonderful. Because in my gut, this is what I always listen to, I do feel, I think it's the right way to go as well, and internally as well, too, for sure, right? And,
yes.
And I don't smoke it or anything, because I heard it kills, I think, 95% of the medicinal properties. So, yeah, it's always, I infuse it in my, I wrote a cookbook about 3.5 years ago called Army Strong, My Natural Battle with Cancer. And I've got, like, it's just a little recipe book to help people kind of, when they finish the therapy, they can, oh, I can eat something, you know? Because
mm-hmm.
We weren't really allowed to eat all the other stuff that is in my book. But it's very clean still.
How much do you take, Shannon?
Well, I actually I started with that little half a rice grain. And then I think it was it was about a month before I actually went up to about a rice grain. Like, I really wanted to just go slow, because I did have a little bit of a experience with taking a little bit too much. And so it kind of just set me back. I'm like, nope. I just want to do, stick with the little rice grain. And it actually, less is more sometimes for me as well. I don't know if you're like that too, Corey, but I find sometimes less is more. Like, it's kind of good sometimes. I don't do as much as I used to. And mm-hmm. I find I still get the great benefits of it, and I feel great on it. But I am using a 50-50 now. I'm using a CBD and a THC that's half and half. And I'm actually really enjoying that even more than I started out with the high THC.
Okay.
Yeah. And plus, with Dr. Christina, she says, you know, it's still unproven yet. They have to do some more testing and stuff still to see with estrogen-driven cancers, which I had. Mine was estrogen progesterone positive.
Yes.
And she just said, like, the higher CBD is probably a better way to go with breast cancer. That's what her videos had said.
Interesting. Yeah, that's another conversation and the subject or topic that makes me crazy these days. So we had that conversation in Prague as well. And what kind of came out of that was with a hormone-driven breast cancer, you at least want 1-to-1 or 2-to-1.
Yes.
But that we're all individuals. And,
well, that's what they say. Yeah.
What fits for one doesn't necessarily fit for the other.
That's right. But for the first year, I was using high THC, and I mean, I'm still here. So,
yeah. Yeah. And
but I'm glad I did. I actually feel safer with this 50-50, though. Like, I have no worries at all when I'm taking this.
Yeah, you're kind of covering all your bases that way.
Yeah. And then in the afternoon, just recently, actually, my husband and I, we make these little 1 to 12. So it's like, you know, it's a little touch of THC and then it's quite a bit of the CBD oil. So okay. And it's lovely in the daytime. Like, I'm on it right now. Feels like I've just come from a spa.
How do you feel being on cannabis oil?
I feel really great. Just the very first few months, I remember waking up a little bit groggy, a little bit stoned. But I, you know, I don't do it all day long. That's the thing. But I know a lot of people do the suppositories and they feel fine. Like throughout the day, they're working, they're functional. And then they come home and they do more of a higher internal dose so they can go out and work.
Yes. You know, yeah. Have a life in the daytime.
Yeah. And they're on high THC too for bladder cancer, colon cancer, prostate. But they find that the suppositories can actually, they can go to work.
Shannon, I have to ask you a question that you sent us some notes about your situation and I was reading them, last night and you said, my friends make my oil from wild trout poop. No, I've never heard that before.
Is that a strain?
Yeah. No, it's actually, it'll be the future. It's called aquaponics. Have you ever heard of that?
Aquaponics? I have, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know a lot about it.
Yeah, well, I'm learning more and more about it. I'm not a professional or anything, but I know what they do. They take the wild trout and the poop goes into the cannabis plant. So that's how they're feeding.
So it's basically the fertilizer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
And so they've been doing that for quite a while now. And that's and then it has to be stored in the fridge. My oil, it can't be kind of left out in the sunlight or anything like that. It has to be in the fridge. That's what they have told me.
What are they extracting it with?
I'm not too sure the process and everything that they do, but I know that he said there's no chemicals. They will not use any pesticides in there. They're very legit people too. Like they say what they say and I trust them 100%.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah. Obviously their product, is quality product because you're doing just fine.
Oh, it is. Oh yeah. Lab tested. Oh, and that's another thing. I know there's so much stuff going around like out here. And you don't know what you're getting. Like, that's the problem with people. I'm letting them know, like, you don't know what you're getting. So make sure that your oil that you're getting is you've got some lab tested, you know, on
mm-hmm.
it.
Exactly.
Shannon, your mother was diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer, correct?
Yeah.
And 20 years ago, and she had a similar operation to you. She is alive and thriving, I assume. Does she take cannabis oil as well?
No, she's not there yet.
Really?
But you know what? I'm twisting her arm here and there. Believe me, the last 3.5 years that I've been doing it every day, you know, she comes over and I've got baking going on and I'm like kind of look at her and hemp seeds are in there, Mom, gluten-free, vegan, you know, no. Not yet. So, but I'm sure you never know. Like, I can't say no, she won't ever touch it, but there is definite hope, and I think it would definitely help, she's got some hip problems, so inflammation and all that. Like, even if she did the one that I'm on.
The CBD.
12, oh, it's beautiful stuff. Yeah,
yeah, that would be great for her, and she wouldn't have to cope with any kind of high.
I know, but it's just, she's funny because she goes, I've got an addictive personality, so she's worried that. You know, but I'm like, well, I'm staying on this the rest of my life. So I guess I have an addictive personality.
How do your kids feel about it?
Oh, my gosh. It's quite funny, this household here. My husband and I, we have nicknames now from our kids. They call us, hemp. So we go Shannon. They call me Shemp. And my husband is Steve, so they call him Stemp. So when they come in, it's Shemp and Stemp. And my nieces, they always like reply, you know, on my Instagram or Facebook, and then they'll say, we love our hemp hearts with two people, you know, with the hearts. It's really cute.
Aww.
So they call us hemp hearts, my nieces and nephews.
It's an interesting road you've taken, Shannon.
I know. But I'm taking the stigma away from what it used to be, because I was one of those people that said it was a gateway drug. It was bad. And, now it's like, oh, my gosh, like, what have I been,
What have you been missing?
I know. That's exactly.
Shannon, how much are you taking of cannabis oil these days?
Well, for instance, I could say my dosing, when I do edibles, I'll make a loaf. I do this chia vegan banana bread. And so 1 gram, and I get 10 slices out of it. So I could possibly do in the evening 2 slices. So that's 200 milligrams I take. Sometimes 3, depends on my mood, depends if I want to have more of a deeper sleep or whatever, right?
Okay.
I'll just take some more and then go to bed. It's either that, or I put it just in under my tongue, and I take some coconut oil and it takes off the stickiness in my teeth and, stuff like that. But
right.
I really prefer it in my baking, because it's just so much more enjoyable and, I love the taste of it. So I try and do a lot of baking, if I can, and I freeze it, and people come over and they're like, Shannon, I want your cookies or your almond cookies and stuff like that. So I try to keep as much as I can in the freezer.
So are you doing it more than once a day?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. But I'm not like, I know like I'm doing it for prevention, and I know that there's people like full on cancer that they have to do 1 gram a day, and then you ramp them up slowly and all that kind of stuff. But I usually send people that, need to do 1 gram a day to, your friend David Hutchinson, as well as my friend. So.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
We know
yeah.
David. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's such a great man. So, yeah, I'm kind of, giving him some people here locally and stuff like that. And anybody else, too, like my mom and dad, they'll send people over to him as well. So, we want somebody with a lot of knowledge as well, and steer them in the right direction. So, because I know this is the future. This is unbelievable. It's so exciting.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? Knowing that there's
cannabis creams on your face, like everything. It's just like, wow, anti-aging. Like it does so many things in the body. It's very exciting.
Have you tried the creams?
I haven't tried the facial creams or anything, but like the creams, the body creams for pain and stuff like that. Oh, mm-hmm. Yes. Oh, yeah. And I did have a bad experience with one of them.
Oh, what happened?
I put too much. I have the herniated discs from about 15 years ago. I did a snowboarding accident. So I had broken the coccyx. And so every so often I get like these flare ups. And so my husband came home, not with my friend's oil. He doesn't make creams yet, but from another friend of his in Vancouver, he had given me this, just a tiniest little jar. And I think it was $60. And it was like, wow, there's like nothing in here. So I just remember taking like a good teaspoon and just putting it on my tailbone and rubbing it in up, where your spinal cord is and all that. And I guess within an hour and a half, I was just, oh my God, I was beside myself. I'm like, what the heck is going on? So again, every body, I guess, just reacts differently. Maybe somebody else wouldn't have tripped out putting that much on, but I know it was very potent.
Shannon, it was great to talk to you. Anything you want to say in conclusion?
If anybody wants to follow me and meet a bunch of these amazing warriors on my face group page, it's a closed group. It's called Survived Breast Cancer Alternatively. And yeah, a bunch of positive ladies on there, and we're all on the same path and journey, and we're very holistic. So that's kind of hint, we're not into the conventional world. So yeah, feel free to join if that's kind of what you want to learn more about and stuff. Lots of educational things. You just go in and you hit the search bar up top, and you can put on anything you want, and stuff comes up, cannabis, all that stuff. So
oh, that's great.
Shannon, but I'm here to help for sure.
Yeah, it was great of you to join us. Thanks very much. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you for having me on. And I can't wait to meet you, Corey. I'm going to come over and see you. You're on the island, right?
I am.
Awesome. Well, we'll be in touch.
All right, Shannon. Thank you so very much.
Thanks, you guys. Take care.
Have a great day.
And that's it for another edition of Cannabis Health Radio. Wherever you are in the world, thanks very much for listening.
You've been listening to the Cannabis Health Radio podcast. Visit our website, CannabisHealthRadio.com and follow us on Facebook and Twitter.